Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am a customer service agent for Jesus, and what I do is service souls. God gave me that some time ago as to who I am, and I love it. And I love that song says, if anybody asks you who I am, tell them that I am a child of the King. And I praise God for this opportunity on this afternoon to share with you, praise God, the goodness of our God. And I thank God for that. I thank Him for sharing with me as to who I am. Praise God, for I wondered a long time, amen, who am I? Praise God. But one day the Lord, He showed me, thank you, Lord, who I am in Him. And you know what? That settled it. That settled it in me, praise God, that I don't have to compete with nobody because I know who I am in the Lord. And I praise God for that on today. And everybody, don't everybody want that? But there is a price to pay. Praise God. We've got to seek Him. We've got to be hungry for the Lord. And if He did it for me, guess what? He'll do it for you. He is no respecter of persons. And God loves it. He loves it when we dote on Him. Praise God. And we thank Him. I thank Him for all that He's done for me, that He's doing for me, and that He's going to do for me in my life. It is a pleasure being here. I thank God for giving me this broadcast. Amen. I wanted to encourage people. I love encouraging others. And that's my customer service position, is to encourage, to show customer service, to show care, concern for the people of God. And then for those that don't know Him, praise God, to introduce them to Him. And I thank God for this opportunity that He has given me to do that. And I'm excited about it. How about you? Are you excited about God? Yes, we are in a pandemic, but is the pandemic in you? Oh, praise God. If ever there was a time for us to get busy on God's program, it's now. It is now. All right, then. I thank God. I thank God for you joining me on today. And praise God for those of you that couldn't join me at 2, but you can always go back and listen to this on today by going to my Facebook page. And I praise God for that. You can also join me mornings from 7:15 until For the prayer hour, we have prayer at that time. And if you would like to join us, you are welcome to do that. The number to call into is 515-606-5329. And the code is 634-812. And if you can't join us, you can always go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your prayer requests there. And praise God, we will be calling out your name, calling your name in prayer. And praise God, if you need an encourager to come where you are and encourage the people where you are, praise God, you can also use my email address. Praise God for that. And then while you're on my website, check out my books. Check out what the Lord is doing with me now. Praise God. And so I'm just thanking him. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing, what he's about to do. And it just keeps me moving from day to day. Prayer changes things. Praise God. And he said that we ought to always pray and not faint. Don't give up. Don't quit. Praise God. Catch a hope. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And let's move forward in the Lord. So today we are talking about batteries included. Praise God. Batteries are included. And we're going to get into that. But first, let's just have a word of prayer. And then we will come back and get into this. I know you're wondering, batteries included? What is she talking about? Well, we're going to see on today. So first of all, a word of prayer. Gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank you. Lord, we magnify you for who you are, for you are great and you're worthy of every one of our praises, and we give them to you. What a mighty God. What a mighty God that we serve on today. You're so great, God. You're in control of all things, oh God. And we sure do thank you for that, God. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for the opportunity to share and encourage others in you, Lord. While it's yet called today, we thank you, God, for it today. We ask that you would continue to bless in our families, oh God. Continue to allow your blood to cover, God, in the name of Jesus. For you are a blood-covering God. Thank you, Lord. And we magnify you. Go in the hospitals. Go in the nursing homes. Go in the homes of your people, God, where abuse is going on, God, in the name of Jesus. Get into those situations, God. Thank you, Lord, that people don't see a way out, God. Be that way. Be that way out and be that way in for them on today, God, as only you can do it, God. You know how, God. You know how to do all things. For all things, they are possible with you. And I thank you. I magnify you for that, Lord. You told us to acknowledge you, God, in all of our ways and doings, and that you would direct us. Thank you for your anointing on today. Thank you for your direction on today, God. Thank you for giving us how to do, when to do, what to do, God. Nobody but you, God. Thank you for a relationship with you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, God. And we thank you, God. Thank you for growing us, God. Thank you for continuous growth. Thank you for the mind to expand, God, in you, God. And we just glory in you. Thank you for wisdom on today how to do. And we praise your holy name on today, God. Now, God, we ask that you would bless us with this, batteries included. And we thank you and we acknowledge you in all of our ways and doings. In Jesus' name on today, amen and amen. Man, we praise God for his many, 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 many blessings. Every time I turn around, another blessing, and we praise God for it. Want to thank God for for our caller on today, none other than Sister Tara Stansel. Are you there, Sister Tara?
Good afternoon, Dr. Green. Good afternoon, everybody.
Praise God. Praise God. Today, Sister Tara, we're going to talk about batteries included. And I know just you and just like others are wondering, now, what is she talking about, batteries included? Well, I'm glad you asked me that so I can expand on batteries included. Now, you know, we're in this time. It's coming close to Christmas. Am I right? And
yes,
everybody
ma'am.
Is buying gifts. They're getting ready for Christmas. Praise God. And a lot of the gifts, praise God, are electronic now. Nobody really wants little dolls or little gifts that they were giving when we were children. These kids now, you know, they're brains. They're smart. They're intelligent. And so they want gifts, electronic gifts. But on the box, a lot of them say batteries not included. Have you ever seen that, Sister Tara? Batteries
yes,
not
ma'am.
Included.
And I kind of get upset because that means you have to pay extra for the item.
Amen. And so that's what the box said, batteries not included. But on today, I want to encourage you on this Recover All Wednesday in Acts 1:8. Oh, praise God. Well, the battery is included. Praise God. It says that when we receive the gift, and aren't we talking about gifts? We're
yes,
talking
ma'am.
About gifts. Christmas time, and people are buying gifts. So we're talking about gifts. So in Acts 1:8, it says that when we receive the gift from our Father, it says, but you will receive power. Now, what is a battery? What does that battery do? The battery
gives you power.
So that electronic game or whatever it is to work. Praise God. So here we are in Acts 1:8. Praise God. And he's telling us that you will receive power when the Holy Ghost, oh goodness, come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Look at that. Look at that. Do you think the electronic gifts for batteries are not included were just not now are started? Way back then, God, when he left the earth, when Jesus left here, he said, he told him, I'm not going to leave you comfortless, but I am going to leave the Holy Ghost. I'm going to leave the Comforter to be with you. And that is the Holy Ghost. And with the Holy Ghost comes what, Sister Tara? Some power. Some power. Power comes with the Holy Ghost. The power to change things. You change you. Praise God. We can change through the Holy Ghost. You may be saying, I need a change. I want to change. Or we'll then seek for the Holy Spirit that God come and live within you and praise God and help you. You see, we can't do it by ourselves. Praise God. We need help. We need some battery help. And the batteries are included. Have you heard that commercial about the Prego spaghetti sauce? And he says, that it's in there. Said the tomatoes are in there. And he said, what? Said the meat is in there. Praise God. Said the Italian seasoning, it's in there. Everything that we need is in there. So the power is included when we receive the Holy Spirit, the batteries, the power. Oh, praise God. The power to change. Praise God. The power to do right. It's in there. Maybe you out of control before. You know, I know for myself, thank you, Lord Jesus, how God has given me how to do that wisdom that he said we can ask him for, and he will give it to us. So power, power in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And he says that the batteries for the earthly gifts have power to run the electronic gifts. In chapter 14 of John, he says the Holy Spirit would be our guide, be our advocate, all right, be our counselor, and comforter. He told them, he told the disciples, the Holy Spirit would teach them everything they needed to know and remind them of what Jesus had taught them. Oh, praise God. Can you relate to any of that, Sister Tara?
Yes, and also when you talked about batteries included, when you have the Holy Ghost and something come up, you have to activate the Holy Ghost to keep you calm. Activate the Holy Ghost because it teaches you, it comforts you, and it tells you to be quiet, be still.
Because it is that leader. It is that guide.
Yes.
When you receive it in your spirit, yes, when we receive Christ, when we accept him into our lives, immediately our spirit, in our spirit, we are saved. We have it. We received it. But it's our soul, because our soul has experienced other things. So it takes time for us to yield up everything. And as we get in God's word and be renewed in our minds and in our hearts, praise God, then that soul man is changed. He's changed as we read the word. See what God says about it, about that power that he's given us to change. And in Romans 12:2, one of my favorite scriptures, it tells us to be transformed, to be changed by the renewing of our minds. And when we get in God's word, it makes a difference. And that's the change that we want to take place. And then he can guide us better, because now we are being transformed to his will, to his way of doing things. And now the more we do it, the more. And now our soul is being changed. So that means a change is going to take place in our bodies. Those old things that we used to do, because the soul is changing, now the body is going to change. And those things I used to do, I stopped doing them. Praise God, because I'm in the word. I'm in the change. I'm in the change. And I am changing. Things are changing. I'm not doing those old things that I used to do. I don't smoke no more. I maybe used to alcohol, drink all the time. I might used to curse, say a lot of bad words. And, oh, God, but now that I've received, thank you, Lord Jesus, the power that's in this battery. Thank you, God. I can change. My me, I'm moving, and I'm doing things on God's program. Praise God. So it brings about a change. It helps the body. That you be looking around and say, I don't want this anymore. I don't go those places anymore. Somebody will invite you out. Say, come on and go with me to this or that. You say, well, I don't do that anymore. And it's a change that's taking place in us. No, we don't go to bed a blunder and wake up a wonder. But as we get in God's word, and the transformation takes place, because now the word of God is getting in us, and the Word is alive. He said his Word, him, he became flesh. Jesus became flesh, and he's the Word. So the Word is living. It's not a dead Word. It's a living Word. That's how we can change, praise God. And with the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, helping us, oh God, we can change. So that soul is being changed. That soul is being converted. And then the soul tells the body what to do. And the body follows the lead of the soul. So the batteries, the power of God is included in the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And we need it. We need it. If ever there was a time that we need the Holy Spirit's guidance, it is now. We are living in a terrible time. What you going to do? What you going to do? Where you going to run to? After a while, there's not going to be anywhere to run to. Say, you're going to run to the mountains. Say, the mountains going to start skipping. They're going to move. Who you going to run to? Praise God. This is a time to get the power of the Lord in our lives so we can call him up. We don't have to go nowhere. Right where we stand, we can call him. Tell him what we want. Praise God. And we don't have to worry about getting God's secretary. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't have to worry about getting his voicemail. But we'll get him on the line. The power itself on the line. And he can give us just what we need to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. You ever been there, Sister Tara, where you had to call him up, right? Thank you, Lord. It was an emergency. Praise God.
I used the term embark heaven with prayers and praise because I need them in emergency.
Yes, yes. So we, with Jesus right there, we'll get him. We'll get him on the line. Praise God. And he comes every time to see about us. In chapter 16, Jesus told them that when the Holy Spirit came, he would convict the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment. It must have been difficult to process all the information Jesus shared with the disciples on the evening before his ascent. And they were all together. He was giving them information, telling them about this power that was going to be coming to help them. Praise God. To let them know that you once you receive it, you're not going to have to worry about a lot of things because batteries are included. The power is included. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that's needed. And you can imagine, I can imagine, some of the things that the Lord give me, sometimes it's kind of difficult, you know, to process. But as we follow on, we see the picture come into play. It's kind of like it's out there. But as we follow on in his will, praise God, the picture becomes clear, and then we can see our way. He would convict the world of its sin. Praise God. So we were all once sinners. Just the fact that, and that's why it's not enough to just be morally good. You've got to receive Christ into your life. Praise God. And because of Brother Adam and Sister Eve, praise God, because God never intended for us to be anywhere except in the garden. But because sin, it separated us from God. And so he had to do a new thing, something different, praise God. And that was to let us know that we needed power now We need power. And we sing that song, power, power, Lord, power, power, Lord. We need more power. And yes, we do. We need more power. That Holy Ghost power, that Holy Ghost power, need it in our lives on today. And I praise God for it on today. When we receive the Holy Spirit in our lives, power is included with the gift. Ain't that something? You're going to get a gift, and then you're going to get power with the gift. That's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus, dying on the cross, thank you, Lord, did for us. Praise God. He put us back together. We were like Humpty Dumpty that sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men, they couldn't put Humpty back together again. Nor could man put us back together again. It took Jesus dying on the cross. Oh, praise God. Daddy, make me a body. I'll go down and I'll redeem man back to us. Back so they can have a relationship with us. So it's through the power, through the gift that God gave to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are able, to again to be in relationship with our daddy. Thank you for the gift, daddy. Thank you for the gift. The church grew from 120. And you remember the disciples, they went back and they were up in the upper room, and it was 120 of them. But the church grew from 120 to 3,120 in one day. In one day. Look at the power of the Holy Spirit. Talk about experiential growth. Praise God. One day. And this was just the beginning. That's the difference the Holy Spirit makes. It makes a difference if the batteries, in having batteries and not having the batteries in that electronic. Because you can get batteries and they only last a little bit, a little while. You know that Ever Ready Bunny, you know, he said he takes a ticket and keep on moving. So, you know, even at that, we have to be careful about the what we receive. And God is that real thing. He's the real thing. You know, there's a lot of imitations out there, a lot of imitations that want to imitate God, Jesus, in our lives. And we have to be careful, very careful about that. But if we trust God and receive him, oh, praise God, then we will know just what to do. That's the difference between the Holy Spirit makes. When he comes, lives are changed. Have you experienced the transformation in your life that only the Holy Spirit can bring? His presence brings life, the power to change and to become all that God wants you and me to be. The Holy Spirit brings the power to change us. And I will close for now with Romans 12:2. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And allow the Holy Spirit, seek for it, look for it, the Holy Spirit, and you will have power. You will have power. It's included. It's included with the Holy Spirit. All right. Bye-bye now. Praise God.